Hey, Endo family! I am super de duper excited about today's podcast, and I want to chat with you a little bit before I bring on my man Harrison, who is our guest. So, we talk about everything endo, right? We're talking about nutrition, fitness, supplements, gut health, all of it. I mean, all of the things, but sometimes we forget that there is still very much a spiritual, there is still very much a mental health component to endometriosis. Now, I know for some of you, you're like, I don't even want to tap into this. Yes, it's going to be a little woo-woo, but here is the thing. So many times when my patients get to me, you know, yes, there are nutrition changes we need to make. Yes, there are supplements. Yes, there is functional testing. But many times, I repeat many, many times, there's a lot of things going on with the inner child. But as soon as I mention that, people are like, I don't believe in that. I don't want to go there. And today, all I'm going to say, this is going to be a short and sweet episode. Let's go there. Listen and learn. When you're struggling with chronic health, chronic pain issues, there's a huge connection between that vulnerable and sensitive inner child that needs healing and what's manifesting in your body right now. Now, once again, when I say inner child, I'm not talking about, or I'm not saying that everyone that has an inner child issue or has endometriosis, PCOS, or fibroids has been sexually abused or sexually molested, because that's the first thing that comes to mind. And yes, that has, you know, it's very common, but that is not everyone. When I'm talking about inner child healing, it could be trauma from your childhood, things that you were raised in, doctrines. You know, for example, I was raised in the church. There was a lot of doctrine around like sexuality and my sexual energy and, you know, what was a good girl, what was a bad girl, this, that, and the other. So it's really just all of that stuff that you encompass, all of that trauma manifests in your body. We've heard it, maybe you haven't, but there's a book out there. I can't even think of the author right now, but Your Body Keep Score, and it really talks about how your body regulates everything that's going on. It intakes a lot of information, but it also starts to output that information, and that can show up as pain, chronic illness, you know, these mystery diseases where we're like, oh my gosh, I'm doing all the things and I'm not getting anywhere. Sometimes there is a deeper spiritual and mental health connection. And so I get so many questions about this, which is why I brought on the guest today. So I just wanted to kind of preface the conversation. We're going to be talking about inner child healing. I will also say, and I say it in the podcast episode, many people, when they hear inner child, they're like, I'm out. But here's the thing. Is it that you're out and you don't believe in it, or you're afraid of it? You don't know how to unpack the trauma. You tried to unpack it by yourself, didn't know what to do with it. Or a lot of it is, we don't know what we don't know. We don't even know what inner child means. So the fact that we don't know what it means, we're like, I'm out. I don't believe in it. I'm telling you, and I know that you know this, as an endo warrior, if you're managing endometriosis, you need all the practitioners. You need everyone. Like I said, the podiatrist, the pain management, the endocrinologist, all of these things have to be in your toolbox. And today we are going to drop some mental health, AKA spiritual health, AKA whatever you want to call it, tool in your toolbox. So hopefully you will enjoy this episode. Welcome to the Holistic Endo Expert Podcast. This is your girl, your host, Dr. Johnson, and I want to personally welcome you to season 2 of this amazing podcast. This podcast is going to put you in the driver's seat of your health by giving you the tools, tips, and tricks that you need to not only manage endometriosis, but take you from endo warrior to endo conqueror. Welcome, you guys. We are back with another amazing episode. Hopefully you are learning and growing. I am super excited. I'm going to just throw this out here. I know some of you are looking at the title and you're like, oh my gosh, we're going to the woo-woo. Baby, we go in there. I don't care what you want to call it. It is what it is. But here is the thing. When you're managing endometriosis, when you're managing chronic illness, there's a lot going on. I say it all the time. And we have to understand that just attacking the physical symptoms, just doing a pill for every ill, just going out there and doing all the things, some of you have been doing all the things. You've got the perfect nutrition. You got the supplements. You got the naturopath. You're working with me. You're working out. You're drinking the water. Like, you got all the things, honey. Like, you are like the perfect patient, but you're like, LJ, something's not quite connecting. Something's not quite happening. I'm missing something. If that's you, stick with this episode, because we're going to delve in to some of that I'm just gonna put it, the woo-woo. Some people don't like it, the spiritual, the mental, whatever, the mindset, baby, it's all connected. I have got my man Harrison in the house today. He's like one of my Clubhouse besties. I love Clubhouse. I have met so many amazing practitioners on Clubhouse during the scamdemic over the last 2.5 years, but I am excited to have him here today. Harrison, what's up, what's up?
Oh, I'm so happy to be here, my friend. It's so nice. I'll put this out there to your beautiful audience. As someone that's listening to your voice, it's wonderful in general. But as someone who gets to listen and now interact with you, my friend, I'm so excited to delve into this powerful topic.
Thank you so much. So I just want you to kind of give us the rundown of what you're all about. Who is Harrison? Like, what is under that powerful, powerful, yet calming voice of yours?
Thank you, my friend. So, I mean, to answer it very simply, it actually connects to what you were just describing around going to the deeper layers of our reality, right? Without going into a whole big story here, I spent many years of my life, you know, in the physical world, you know, being a personal trainer, working in nutrition, working with a powerful physical body. And for me, as the soul that I've learned that I am, that's not enough. That's not enough for me as the healer that I am. And I've spent many years now pulling back more of the layers, pulling back more of the layers, restricting health, alignment, and love, and really helping beautiful souls out there listening come back to a deeper connection of what they are. And in many ways, we are a powerful, not just physical being, but we have a lot of emotional, energetic, and spiritual components that really help us step into the light to be all that we are. And that is really what I'm doing here in the world at the moment. And the inner child, which is what we're talking about today, is one of the ways I sort of step out into the world to help beautiful souls heal.
And healing is what it's all about. If you guys are listening to this podcast, you know, that's the goal. We are looking to holistically heal our endometriosis. And that's going to be through physical modalities, nutrition, diet. Even my voice is toned down. My man just has us calm. I get fired up. And so let's just delve straight in. What is inner child? Because a lot of times people hear inner child and they're like, on to the next episode, on to the next. Oh my goodness. But I know there's a lot of negativity wrapped around it. But I think it's, once again, we don't know what we don't know. You don't even really know what you're poo-pooing. You're just kind of like, I'm not into that. Are you not into it, or are you just afraid because you don't have all the information? I'm just saying. Yes. So break it down. When it comes to inner child, what is really going on?
So I think you hit the nail on the head, as always, LJ. I think it, you know, just for people that are, just to ease the people listening, your beautiful audience, a lot of it is the fear. A lot of it is the unknown. And I'd highly recommend a resource as I get into this for people tuning in. I'm a big fan of Mr. Gabor Mate in his work in the world. And he does a lot of work around trauma and the inner child. And he teaches, and this is a big part of my work with the inner child, that a lot of that resistance, that tension we have to inner child is actually a lot of the beliefs we've grown up as a child, right? We grow up as a child, as a being in this reality, feeling that our sensitivities, our emotions, they're too much, right? As a male, if I'm being sad or emotional, I'm not being manly. As a female, if I'm expressing anger or if I'm expressing, you know, too much of my emotions, now I'm not being feminine. Right. So we grow up in a society where our sensitivities, our feelings are not accepted. And then as the individual, we grow up suppressing, repressing this beautiful energy that needs to move through us. And that exacerbates our challenge. So to answer your question, inner child healing in many ways is not just going back to heal trauma and challenges and, you know, abuse and sexual assault and all the things I'm sure we're going to talk about, but it's also coming back to our feeling body. It's coming back to our emotions. It's coming back to our beautiful sensitivities that if we can allow space for, just like we would allow space for the physical movement, just like we allow space for the things that we're putting in our mouth, then this now opens a new gateway. And in my opinion, a portal to the root of the challenge that's causing us issues.
And that's powerful. And I know for many of you, managing chronic pain, You're trying to desensitize. You're like, I'm feeling too much. I want to turn
Yeah.
off the feelers. I want to feel no more. I want to numb. But here's the thing. When you begin to shift your mindset to this numbing of the physical pain, you also begin numbing the mental. You start
Yes.
numbing the trauma. You're trying to, I've been there where every cell in your body, it actually happened a couple of weeks ago. I came across some mold in the environment. My body's very sensitive. And I felt like every cell in my body was crawling. Like I was just like,
Yep.
somebody turn it off, right? So when we're talking about inner child healing, that's going to bring up every cell in your body. Like, baby, it may be uncomfortable, but this is what I'll say before we delve in deeper. Yes, it may be uncomfortable, but here's the thing. Honey, you already uncomfortable. You already, I mean, let's just say real talk. You're already struggling. You're already suffering. So why not make a couple of transitions, right? Do some of that child work that you need to move to the next level. Now, I'm not saying that this work is going to turn your healing journey around and all the pain's going to leave tomorrow. But what I am saying is, real talk, once again, you're already having some challenges. Why not add this tool to your toolbox? Every single episode I say it, I'm going to say it today. This is to put you in the driver's seat. This is to put a tool in your toolbox. Every time you hear my voice, may it be on a podcast, Instagram, Clubhouse, wherever I'm at, in your ear, right? In the back, in your back pocket, it's to put you in a better place with your health. And so, doing some of this inner child work, doing some of the mindset work, the affirmations, getting to once again the root of the problem. And I will say this because we always focus on the physical, the root of the problem is not always just physical. And then what I will say is maybe it is a physical issue, but there's still some of that spiritual and some of that mental component that may be exasperating it, right? So I know it's a lot to wrap your head around, but work with this. And this is an episode you're going to probably want to stop, pause, breathe, take some notes, go back, listen to it again. Each time you listen to it, you're like, okay, I'm buying more, right? You're figuring it out. So really open your mind. Open your heart. Like I said, I'm not saying that you're not doing anything right, but here's the thing. If you're feeling like you're doing everything right and you're just not quite getting that breakthrough, maybe time to add a different tool to the
Yeah.
toolbox.
You've highlighted it beautifully, my friend. And I'll just say two things bubbled up as you were expressing all of your emotions here. I would encourage, so what LJ says about listening and feeling into this, I would really within this chat today, use this as an opportunity to bring awareness to how your body responds, right? Because we don't just suppress and repress emotions in a general way, right? We suppress and repress emotions in different areas of the body, right? It's not just I had guilt or shame or sadness or anger, and it's a very overall thing. Emotions and these feelings and stories that we create around specific childhood events, they tend to hold themselves in particular areas, right? So for example, LJ, I know that a big part of your community is the female hormones and the PCOS and the womb challenges, all that sort of stuff. The emotion of guilt and shame and the stories and beliefs and the repression of these elements, they tend to hold themselves in this area. So I we're going to probably get more into this, but I just want to encourage the beautiful people listening. You can start to heal in this moment, and you can start to heal by purely noticing how you respond. Right? Are you listening to my words, for example, or listening to LJ's beautiful motivation and feeling your heart starting to beat faster? Are you starting to feel that stomach starting to sink? Or are you actually starting to feel sensation in that womb area? Right? This is your body speaking. And as LJ said, you don't need to do all the things all at once. Purely just listening and holding space for like you would a normal physical child can actually start to allow the energy to move.
I love that. So kind of walk us through that, because I know some of you are like, okay, I'm slowing down. Where do I go? What do I feel? Am I doing it right? I'm sure some of you are listening right now and you're like, I don't feel anything. Is there something wrong with me? Am I broken? Or maybe you're in pain and you're like, I'm feeling everything right now. You're hypersensitive. Walk us through what that is to really stop, breathe, and become aware of what's going on. And then where do we take it from there?
So I'll do this slowly because you're right, LJ. There's a scale here everyone is at, much like in the in the physical world, we are all biochemically individualized. So this applies both to the emotional well-being too, right? And our mental well-being. So it's important to understand that we're on a spectrum, and that doesn't mean we're different. It doesn't mean we're broken. It doesn't mean we're unworthy. It just means we have to accept where we are. So a few things I'll give four tips. First is the power of the breath, right? So whether you are not feeling anything at all, or you're feeling so much, the breath is the tool that brings us back to the only moment that matters, or the only moment we can actually make change, and it's the present, right? If we're getting stuck in a childhood trauma or wound from our past, it's because we're identifying, or we've become the victim, and no judgment, right? I'm right there with you if you get stuck in this. And now we can't change. Now we can't move on. So the breath is a powerful tool that we can use in many different ways to anchor us into the present moment, to help us see the next step forward. The next three tips here, I'll just sort of run through, and they all start with the letter A. And I think this is a really easy way to remember this. First is acceptance, right? And acceptance is very synonymous with forgiveness. Most of us are holding on to childhood wounds from our past from a space of unforgiveness, right? Maybe we've actually been through an event with a caregiver or a friend or a family member, and we're holding on to the blame and the shame towards this external event. And I want to be very mindful of my words here. I'm not condoning any event, right, or taking any responsibility for the person involved. But what we must learn to do through acceptance/forgiveness is take our power back from them, right? Take our power back, accept the situation. Don't accept it as the future. Don't accept that their actions need to continue, but accept and forgive yourself so you can take a step forward. Because if we're not doing that, what are we doing? We're suppressing, we're numbing, we're ignoring, right? The second A, which I think is powerful, and we've already hit on it, is awareness, right? So purely stopping for a second, and either if you're feeling so much, really breaking it down into one particular area, or if you're not feeling anything at all, right? Acknowledging that, right? Acknowledging that, okay, I do feel numb, right? I do feel nothing. I do feel suppressed, repressed, right? And going back to that first day of accepting that so you can take a step forward. Right? You're not broken. There's nothing that needs to be fixed in a way, right? And then the third A here, and the fourth tip overall with this process, is anger, right? And we could do a whole show just on this word alone, but anger is an emotion that we have a very unhealthy relationship with, right? Both as females and males, we can either see anger as a bad thing, so we suppress it and repress it, or we can see anger as only rage, so we fear it. But we forget that anger can be a way that we express our truth and share the thing that needs to be shared. Anger is energizing. Anger helps us stand in our confidence and put a line in the sand to say that I matter. So in relation to this inner child conversation today, we can learn to harness anger to actually speak the thing that needs to be spoken. Because most of us with childhood trauma and wounds, and within that sacral pelvic area, we're holding on to a lot of shit that we haven't spoken about. We're holding on to a lot of words, a lot of truth, a lot of stories that need to be expressed. And anger can be a healing emotion that allows us to express.
I love that. I want to circle back to the anger, because most of the time, you know, I'll be honest as a woman, you know, when we're having an angry, you know, whatever, people are like, oh, honey, your hormones are out of alignment. Or you're like, I'm just being hormonal. Or, oh, you know, PMS is getting the best of me. Okay, yes, maybe you're not expressing the anger in the most positive way, or you're not channeling it, but it's okay. I love how you said, kind of like that line in the sand, hey, I matter. Yes. Right? Like, hey, what you're doing, I'm setting some boundaries. That's not working for me. You know, maybe it's not the most positive response depending on how you do it at whatever particular time, but realizing it's okay to feel the anger. It's okay to feel the pain. It's okay to be aware of what's going on, to accept it, to acknowledge, but it's also okay to be like, okay, I did all that, but I want something different. And I think when we get stuck in chronic pain, there's so many things. I know for me, I tell the story several times of, you unforgiveness. I was holding unforgiveness against my ex-husband. And so for me, getting divorced, you're like, thank God I got rid of this toxic person. You know, oh goodness, I'm past them. And you think signing on the dotted line is going to change everything. That was one of my most, I repeat, my most painful endometriosis flares was after I got divorced. In the hospital, the man didn't lay a finger on me. He didn't say anything to me. He didn't do anything to me. There was no altercation. But that amount of unforgiveness, let's delve into people that may be tapping into this, right? I'm not the only one. You're holding unforgiveness against your boss, your ex-husband. Some of you have a partner right now that you're like looking at and you're like, I'm holding unforgiveness and they're 5 feet away from me. Like, what do I do? That energy, you're holding it in your body. Yeah. And so there's no amount of ginger tea, peppermint tea supplements and yoga and all this stuff in the world. I mean, let's just be honest, right? Yeah. There is no supplement that is going to release that. And what I learned is when I'm holding unforgiveness, I'm holding myself back. The person that hurt you or whatever, honey, they don't give a crap about you. They didn't give a crap when they did it yesterday. They didn't give a crap when they did it 2 years ago, 20 years ago. You're holding that. Sometimes they don't even realize what they've done, right? There's like a total lack of awareness, but you holding that unforgiveness is huge. By no means am I saying, because I already know how y'all are. Y'all be in them comments, honey, sending them DMs, doing all the things. Okay, well, I'm holding unforgiveness. And no, I didn't say that pain and trauma caused your endometriosis, PCOS, or fibroids. But what I am saying is that holding that extra negativity, holding that unforgiveness, not being aware, not moving on, not processing through some of those traumas is affecting your health right now. It'll help, you know, and I'll let my man Harrison talk a little bit on this one because I get fired up. But the vagus nervous system, right? Like your parasympathetic, all of those things start weighing in when your body is in that fight or flight, when you're holding all that unforgiveness.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, we need to hear this, LJ, because this is, I want to honor all the beautiful listeners, because the fact that you're resonating with this or just listening to this episode in general, right? You have to click on it to tune in. You're a part of this new wave, right? You're a part of this new wave of the collective that's accepting that this is a part of our story, right? And I agree with LJ. It's not the part, but it's a big component of what we need to do. And we need to realize, right, as the famous Bessel van der Kolk in the book, The Body Keeps Score, by the same name, right? Your body keeps score, right? Your body tells the story of your life, right? And your life is an emotional one just as much as it is a physical one. So if we can start to, you know, another little tip here, I'll add to this, LJ, just for people to visualize. If I'm sure you have many mothers listening, when a child falls down and injures themselves, and you go up to them as the parent to look after them, to help them through that incident, what does that look like? What is the most balanced situation for that child to move through that event? Is it telling them to hurry up, to suppress and ignore? Is it telling them to be quiet? Is it pretending the event never happened? No, in my opinion, the most balanced situation is that mother or that father coming over, holding that child, creating the space for that beautiful being to grieve and grow and to process through the event, right? We can do this same thing with all of these things we're talking about here today for ourselves, right? We can, when we talk about inner child healing, the biggest thing to understand is that we are reparenting ourselves, right? We are holding space for the child that is us, that is still in a state of trauma or repressed emotion, to now actually be heard, to be seen, to be felt, right? And a beautiful quote that I think highlights this, LJ, is from the powerful Alice Little. And Alice Little states that as traumatized children, we always wish someone would come and save us, but we never imagined it would be us as adults, right? And that is really the image that we can step into to start allowing what you're saying, these emotions, this unforgiveness, to move through our being.
That's so important. But here's a question. How do we allow those emotions to resurface? And what do we do? Because some of us are like, I was traumatized when I was 3. Yeah. Maybe I'm 33 right now and I'm still traumatized, right? I'm holding on to that incident. I know for me, I have to be very honest, I have some vivid memories of some amazing things from my childhood, but I also have some very vivid, you know, moments with my mother that were not so amazing, right? And I had to process through those work through that and make sure that I wasn't doing it all over again. Because as a parent, right? For all the parents, the thing is like, oh, you know, this happened to me, but I'm going to do better. But here's the thing. If you haven't worked through the ish, as soon as you have your child, you will literally become the person, you know, you will be parenting the same way. So it's huge, right? But I want to really tie this trauma into those managing chronic pain. How do you kind of bring these things up in a safe, healing way? And what do you do once you bring the traumas up? What are the next steps?
So it's so important that you work with someone. That's the first thing I'm going to say, because it's, you hit on it, right? The safety, support, and security. This is the chronic pain connection here. And you brought it up with the vagus nerve a second ago. We cannot go into these deep traumatic events if we do not feel safe in the body, right? And most of us in this world that we live in, right? Just the external world alone is through the toxins that you know so well, my friend, from world events, from the education system, from pharmaceutical, Medicaid, all the things that's putting us as a human physical being in a chronic fight or flight state, right? In that sympathetic state. So the first step here is, if you can't provide that for yourself, and no judgment, right? I'm right there with you, because it's so hard to work out what is the thing that's doing it. This is where another person comes in, right? This is where a coach, a therapist, a doctor, a practitioner, whoever you feel called to that does this kind of work, they are now providing the container needed for you to feel safe enough to go in, right? And I cannot underscore that enough, because this is why I work with the chakra system, right? And for people that might be familiar with it, this is why the root chakra is number one, right? Safety, security, and support. We cannot flow upwards into the deeper depths of our emotional being if that foundation of support and safety isn't there. So tip number one is allowing yourself to be received, to be helped by another person. Because most of us, and again, myself in this camp, we sometimes feel weak helping, asking for help, asking for support, asking for guidance, but it's the complete opposite, right? Because now you have the container needed to go in. I would say the next step then, once you have that container to then start processing and moving through, is taking it one step at a time, right? And realizing that you don't need to do all the things, you just need to do the thing that's coming up in the present moment. Right, without going off in a big spiritual tangent on all this, I truly believe we're only ever given what we're ready for. Right. So once we have that safety support ticked, and you have the practitioner that's supporting you through the processing, then you have to trust that what needs to come up will come up. Right. You talked about the memory piece of, you know, most of us remembering, and unfortunately, a big section of us not remembering. And that's a protection mechanism in many ways. There's a reason that if you've been through something traumatic, that your brain and your subconscious, unconscious mechanisms don't remember it, because it's probably, you don't have the internal terrain ready to process through that event. So there's a part of trusting here, right? Trusting the unfolding of the natural release that needs to occur. And then I guess the final step I would add here with this is not comparing yourself, right? I think the biggest thing that takes us away from this journey and actually stops us from healing what needs to be healed is we start looking at other people's trauma story. We start looking at other people's trauma healing adventure that they've been on. And we look at what they've been through, and then we compare it to our own journey. And we say, oh, that my pain, my experience isn't like theirs, so it must mean it's not good enough, that it must mean that my trauma isn't valuable, it isn't on the same scale, so it mustn't be impacting me. And it cannot be further from the truth, right? Not only is comparison the thief of joy, it's also the thief of healing. So this last point here is really accepting that your internal trauma experience is going to be subjective and real to you, and it does not matter what other people's story is. You just need to focus in on your big T's and small T's and take a step from there.
I think that's so important. And I want to bring up this one point as I listen, because for many of us in this situation, you know, endometriosis, chronic pain, we don't like to be dismissed from doctors. You know, we tell them something and they're like, come. Or you know what, try this prescription, come back in 6 months. I want to turn the tables. Endo warriors, I'm coming for you, honey, but with love. I'm on this side, same side as you, coming for myself. The same way we don't want to be dismissed by our medical professionals, we need to also stop dismissing this inner child work, right? Yeah. So it's easier said than done. I know, I don't want my doctor to dismiss me, this, that, and the other, but you're dismissing the trauma, you're dismissing the pain. You want to walk away from it. And I know for me personally, I'll talk about myself, not just patients. I thought I had processed through some things until I had a child, my daughter turned 3, and I relived that whole moment, you know, in a nightmare, you know, in the middle of the night. And I was like, ooh, I haven't done all the work, right? I could tell you what I was wearing when it happened. The wallpaper, the 1979, you know, if you are older here in the US, right, you rub your hands on that velvety paper, you know, wallpaper we had. I remembered everything, the bedspread, my dress, my corrected Buster Browns, because I had like, you know, weird things going on with my legs. Like, I remember everything. And so when I tell you, sometimes you think you've cleared the traumas up, but they keep manifesting, yeah. Especially with a lot of my patients. All of this, like you said, that sacral energy, that pelvic energy, you're holding unforgiveness, maybe sexual traumas, maybe things also for, I don't know who this is for, but I feel the need to say that a lot of people that are raised in the church, right? It's the whole, like, you know, don't have sex till you're married, huge. This, that, and the other. You have all this stigma around sexual energy, this, that, and the other. It could be that maybe nothing traumatic happened. It's just you're holding a lot of doctrine and religion and all of that stuff, and it plays a part in your healing journey. And so, for many, like I said, you want to be like, what's a supplement? What's the tea? I get your messages, you know, tell me, right, what detox do I do right now? Baby, there is no detox blend for this kind of work, right? It is going to be uncomfortable. It is going to be challenging. But I keep saying this over and over and over again. If you've tried everything else, this may be the one tool missing. But what I'm also going to say, like Harrison said, is it may not be something you need to do on your own. You may need to work with Harrison. You may need to work with myself. You may need to find someone that you can help unpack all of this stuff. Let's be honest. Think of an actual backpack. You've been packing this stuff around 5, 10, 15, 20 years. You're tired. You're back. You're blowing your back out. It's really too much for you to carry. But let's be honest. If you just stopped and start pulling everything out of that backpack, you've got how many years of ish, right, all thrown in there. You need someone to help you unpack it. I'm sure that you guys are thinking of things right now where you're like, okay, I want to unpack it, but what do I do? You know, do I write a letter? Do I call them? Do I, you know, get them on the phone and tell them how upset I am? I mean, there are so many things that you can do, but the support is huge. I mean, I think that I could talk about that forever. Just having the community and having the support and not trying to do it alone.
It's so big. Right. And I think I want to go back to a point you said, LJ, because just to underscore this, because you're not alone in this. You were sharing about your daughter, right, and how the daughter, you know, really brought back that experience, that memory of the childhood elements. This is not an LJ thing. Right? And this is why I want to put this out there for people listening, just to plant this seed. Ancestral healing is often something that really connects really beautifully with the inner child. And most of what our, well, I'm not going to, not most, all of our internal challenges, they reflect into our outside world, right? So what do you think is the biggest mirror of our inner child, right? It's obviously the children that are in our lives, but I will take this a step deeper and just for the parents out there. And I say this, not to add fear, not to add like another thing to be mindful of, but more of an empowering element. What is left undone by the parent is passed on to the child, right? So this is another piece of the unforgiveness and where we can learn to see our perpetrators, not to condone them of their acts, but understand that hurt people, right? When we as individuals, let's use your example, Elder, that you gave of, let's say I grew up in a church, right, with the religious dogma and belief systems that are maybe not allowing me to be sexually expressive or use my voice, whatever it is. And I have that trauma, I have that belief system, and I haven't healed it, I haven't integrated it, I haven't broken free from it, then that's going to be passed on to my children, right? But this is empowering, because now what happens is Not only can those children be beautiful lights to help me see this wound inside of me that I can now heal, but if that child decides to break free of that wound, or I decide to break free of that wound, we now heal as a family unit, right? Ancestral healing and inner child healing work really well together, because once you start to integrate and move through all of the elements of it, the emotions, the grief, the thoughts, the beliefs, the events, right? You heal forwards and backwards in the ancestral line. So now it becomes this, you know, I see it as like a rippling, radiant flower of healing that you can do as a family unit. And to your point, it helps you feel like you're not alone, right? Because now you're doing it in the beautiful family system that you're a part of.
Right. And the isolation is something we've all felt. May it be we felt isolated from our family because they didn't understand it. We felt isolated because we're like, nobody understands. You know, my boss doesn't understand. My doctor doesn't understand. My partner just wants me to get better. I mean, we've been there, and isolation can be great, right? If you need to kind of heal, but the isolation also can hold you back. I keep saying it. I say it all the time. It's okay to not be okay, but I like to take that a step further. But we need to create a plan, right? We can't just sit in the pain. We can't just sit and be like, oh, you know, I don't have the time or the money or the resources to work through these traumas. You do, but you got to get sick and tired of being sick and tired. So for those who are sick and tired and they're like, you know what, maybe I'm buying this, maybe it's time to make some changes, how can they contact you, or what would be the best thing for them to start with?
Well, LJ, I just want to say thank you for the chat, my friend. This is the start of my morning here in Australia. So this is the best energizing way to start my day. So I appreciate you, my friend. So for all the beautiful souls listening that have maybe this has connected to and resonated with, there are a couple of ways to reach out to me. Firstly is on all social media. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Clubhouse, TikTok at Harrison Maher, and that's Maher spelled M-E-A-G-H-E-R. I have a website, the same, harrisonmaher.com. And I'd also recommend, so I do both group coaching and one-on-one coaching. So if you feel called, definitely reach out and we can talk about what is the best sort of situation and structure for you to heal and lean into your light. I'd also promote my beautiful podcast. And I was just speaking to LJ at the start of this, before we started recording. Not only is my podcast a space where I talk a lot about these topics and you can get more information about the inner child and or many other sort of emotional, spiritual healing modalities, but just listening to the show can be an experience in itself, right? As you've probably felt today, as LJ and I are speaking, it's not just, we don't just heal through the mental mind, we heal through our emotional body. So when you hear someone talk, that frequency often can help shift things too. So I'd promote the Cosmic Love Antenna, which is my podcast, and definitely go check it out if you feel called.
Absolutely. And I will have it in the show notes. I am super excited. We finally got to connect. And you know what? Bonus, I'm kicking off your morning. It's 2:15 here in Scottsdale, Arizona. What time is it at your place?
It's a 7 in the morning.
7:15, ready to rock. Yep. Well, thank you so much, Harrison. I'm super excited. And I'm super excited too for all the listeners, because I know once again, everything is connected and I do not want to leave you guys hanging. The spiritual, the mental, the physical, financial, it all plays a role. Yeah. And the more tools you can put in your toolbox, the quicker and easier it will be for you to go from endo warrior to endo conqueror. Thanks for listening to another amazing episode of the Holistic Endo Expert Podcast. Now, don't forget to subscribe on your favorite listening platform and be sure to leave a 5-star review telling me your biggest takeaway from today's episode. Also, take advantage of those show notes where you can find lots of freebies and offers to help you with your endometriosis journey. Last but not least, be sure to follow me on Instagram, and I look forward to bringing you more amazing content to help you go from endo warrior to endo conqueror.